Welcome today to a very special podcast with Ty and Betsy Tice. The podcast today is All Alone in a Room Full of People. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever been in a situation where you just felt like you didn't belong? I remember one time early in our ministry, we were on vacation and we stopped at this, shall we say, a high evangelical recognized church. I won't say the denomination because of what I'm saying, but we were basically in our vacation clothes. So we weren't in a suit and tie. No one knew that I was a minister. But we wanted to attend church, and it was right at that time. So we swung off the freeway and drove up to this church. They were very hoity-toity. And I'm telling you, when we sat down, we had stares like, you don't belong here. What are you doing here? And that was the same environment that we received, even going out the door. The pastor that was giving the message turned his back on us and walked over to greet somebody else. So we just walked out the door. We felt like we didn't belong in a Christian faith church. How ridiculous is that? Maybe your situation is different. Maybe you don't feel the same with your family. Maybe there are people there that just totally reject you. And you've had that in. No matter where you go, it seems like you're not there. You're there, but everybody else is having a good time. Well, we want to tell you, you're in good company. That was the same place that Jesus was in when he was on earth. Here he was, the Son of God, and the high up the ups rejected him. They wanted nothing to do with him. In fact, they totally disregarded his ministries and tried to usurp his ministry at every corner.
And I remember that James warns about this. So it's not okay. He tells about if somebody comes in and they're all dressed up to the nines and you say, sit in the best seat. And then the poor person comes in and they're not dressed very well. And you say, well, sit here in this crummy seat, maybe by my footstool. I don't quite remember the exact details, but it's been going on forever and it's not okay.
Amen. I'm reading from 2 Chronicles 12:9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Isn't that beautiful, my friends? The power of Christ can rest upon you, even as you are being rejected.
Isaiah 49:15. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee.
Isaiah 53:3. He is despised and dejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And they hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not.
James 2:13, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
Think of that, my friends. If you're merciful, all the judgment against you is literally brought under the mercy that God has given you. John 1:11. This is one of my favorites. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But then it goes on to say, but as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
Unbelievably, some of the people who reject you may be family members. They should esteem you the highest and be proud of you. I remember that it said that Jesus's brothers at some point did not even believe in him.
Amen.
John 15:18, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you.
Luke 10:16. He who hears you hears me, and he who rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects him who sent me.
Matthew 7:13-14. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
Philippians 4:19. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Psalm 27:10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me.
Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart.
Psalm 94:14. For the Lord will not cast off his people, nor will he forsake his inheritance.
Psalm 118:22. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
Whoop, whoop. I love that verse. Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
And that hope has to do with eternity. We may be rejected here, but we will be with our Jesus in heaven and acknowledged if we have acknowledged him on the earth.
Amen. Psalm 139:13-14. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works that my soul knows very well.
You know, I think about how sometimes people that have a physical or mental deformity are rejected by man. But my husband grew up in a town where there was a wonderful man who did great works for all the widows there, and maybe he can tell the story, but the end of it is he even had his own day. I mean, how many of us have had our own day?
This man had what we call today Down syndrome. He was a eunuch. And so all the old women who needed home care, which wasn't available back then, he cared for them. And he was so precious that in Armada, Michigan, when he was very old, they created a day called Harvey Gibbs Day, and it was to honor this man who had served the community for so many years.
Psalm 34:17-20. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and save such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. And that, of course, is a messianic prophecy for how Jesus would die on the cross with none of his bones broken.
Amen. And then this passage is from the Amplified Bible and is 1 Peter 2, 4 through 10. Come to him, the risen Lord, as to a living stone, which men rejected and threw away, but which is choice and precious in the sight of God. You believers, like living stones, are being built up into a spiritual house for a holy and dedicated priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable and pleasing to God through Christ Jesus. For this is contained in the scripture.
Behold, I am laying in Zion a chosen stone, a precious, honored cornerstone, and he who believes in him, whoever adheres to, trusts in, and relies on him, will never be disappointed in his expectations. His precious value, then, is for you who believe in him as God's only Son, the source of salvation. But for those who disbelieve, the very stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
In the stone, a stumbling and a rock of offense, for they stumble because they disobeyed the word of God. And to this, they who reject him as Savior were also appointed.
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a consecrated nation, a special people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies, the wonderful deeds and virtues and perfections of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people at all, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
So, loved ones, here's my ending thought for you. You are God's precious child. Don't let others intimidate you or cause you to think any less of yourself than you are. You are God's blessed. You are God's loved. Walk in that precious love, and he will guide your steps and will direct your path. God bless you and go with you this day.